Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now this week's host, Terry Cavanaugh.
It's 7:20 here at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Terry Cavanaugh with you this morning, and with me in the studios in the first hour here of Galesburg Live is Karen Ann Gotti, the co-founder of Rainbow Riders. Rainbow Riders of Monmouth, Illinois. It's a special horseback riding therapeutic program for those with special needs. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Happy to have Karen with us here in the studios. Good morning. And again, thanks for getting up early. It's a bright and early morning for our first hour here, Karen.
Well, good morning, Terry and everyone. It's great to be here. I'm delighted. And it's very nice to see you.
Tell us a little bit about, give us a little history. I mean, you don't just all of a sudden have a horseback riding camp and that's therapeutic. How did you find yourself in the Midwest? I know you've been in New York. How did you find yourself here, and what prompted you to open up Rainbow Riders?
Well, when my husband was considering leaving Northwestern University and retiring, we looked around and we finally decided what we wanted to do was build a house in Monmouth, because we owned a small piece of property here, about 13 acres. And we had looked at different places and decided that, you know, this is really where we wanted to be. He was interested in Monmouth College, and I have, of course, had some very dear friends here from my high school years. So that's what we did. And in the process of that, we were having dinner one evening, and I met a woman, and she started talking, and she looked down at my feet, and she saw I was wearing cowboy boots, which is not usual in Evanston, you know. And well, you have cowboy boots on. I said, yeah. I kind of grew up in them, and some things just never change. And so I told her we were going to retire, and we were I wanted to have a horse again and maybe teach riding. And she looked at me and she said, Karen, with your background in special education, you should teach therapeutic horseback riding. And I said, well, what's that? She said, you have to come and see. So I flew to St. Louis to see what she was talking about. And she worked in a barn, a therapeutic horseback riding program, a large one, with a large indoor arena and an outdoor arena. And it was stable. It had been there for a number of years. And we went out to the barn, and lessons were in progress, and I walked in, and they threw me in right away to start sidewalking and being with the kids and with the volunteers. And I looked at what was happening with these children, and I said, oh my gosh, if I could ever bring anything like that to Monmouth, wouldn't that be something else? Mm-hmm. So we had a long chat about that, and so I started in on the process. And the first part of the process is to become a volunteer. So I've volunteered. I drove from Evanston to Barrington, Illinois, once a week, learned the ropes, more or less, as a volunteer. And after I'd been there 8 weeks, I got wind that they had been given funding to actually do a precursor to some research on children in the therapeutic horseback riding program and speech development with children with autism. And I thought, oh my God, I just finished my master's internship with children with autism and cerebral palsy. And I thought, gee, I would really like to participate in that. So I did. Oh my gosh. And so the one child we ended up working with, who wouldn't even put a helmet on when he first came, and screamed the first time we put him on a horse until the horse took off and started walking, and then this child started to giggle. And, well, you know, your heart just goes, oh my gosh, look at that, first of all. And then there was an occupational therapist working with us, a speech therapist, not an occupational therapist, a speech therapist and a therapeutic horseback riding instructor, both. And the speech therapist started signing, horse, walk, please. The next time the child came to ride, he gets on the horse and the therapist says to him, horse, and she starts it with the sign language. Mm-hmm. And he puts his hand up and he goes with his two little fingers, horsey ears, walk, fingers across his hand, and rubbing his tummy, please. He remembered. And that quickly, he could communicate. And from then on, you know, he developed language through his communication through sign. And it was just an amazing thing to see. So I went through at the time it was the North American Riding for the Handicapped. I did the coursework, then we built the house in Monmouth, we built the arena. I did an assessment in Monmouth, talked to special education teachers. They suggested one child who they thought would be a perfect candidate, an autistic child, very high on the spectrum. Contacted her family, and that child started riding. And I did my practicum with that child. Mm-hmm. My husband videotaped it, and we sent the tapes to St. Louis to this woman because she became my mentor. Her name is Carol. And because there was nobody here to mentor me, and you had to have someone mentor you who was already a therapeutic riding instructor. That's how it happened. So we started out with one horse, one rider, and I had to have sidewalkers, and I had to have a horse leader. Well, my friend Ruth came by one day, and it's when I was building the fence, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, this is what we're doing." And then she said, "Well, I'm going to bring you a couple friends." So she brought a couple friends, Linda and Mary Lynn, and those three gals were my volunteers, the kids' volunteers, for that whole first summer. And they did all the work. And, you know, I'm incredibly indebted to them. Later on, Ruth's husband supplied us with the manure spreader, his antique manure spreader that we handled very carefully because we were afraid we might hurt it. And not being farmers, you know, we were had a little bit to learn. But at any rate, he was a wonderful guy. Anyhow, they were a huge help to us. And if it hadn't been for them, and then as things evolved, with the community and the word spread and things began to grow. The next summer we had 16 riders and we had to bring in more horses and it was more work for me. I was doing all of the work. And I did most of the work, the work with the help of some volunteers and my husband probably for the first 5 years.
Yeah. Let me pause for just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Karen Ann Gotti, the founder of Rainbow Riders in Monmouth. We'll tell you more about the program following these messages.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
You're listening to Galesburg Live here on WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. My guest this morning is Karen Ann Gotti. She and her husband established Rainbow Riders in Monmouth, Illinois, a therapeutic horseback riding program for individuals with special needs. And in the first half of our program here, Karen's describing that, you know, you don't just, hey, get a couple of horses and make this happen, that there's a whole process, a mentoring process, and really an accreditation, Karen, that you had to achieve just to say, we can go ahead and do this, that there's a quite substance to the program itself.
Yes, there is. And that organization that I mentioned is now called PATH International, Professional Association for Therapeutic Horsemanship. They changed the name because they didn't like the name Riding for the Handicap. Mm-hmm. They didn't like that word handicap, so the name was changed. What I wanted to mention was, yes, I became certified, and that took about a year to do that. And once that was done, and my husband was fully on board and said, you know, this is a good thing. I really think this is a good thing. He went ahead and invested. We had built two outsheds. We had to build fencing. We had to clean up the land because it really had not been, you know, used basically for a long time. And there was a lot of old equipment on it. So there was a lot of physical work. But my husband was just... You know, we spent quite a bit of money, the last bit of our kind of the nest egg that we had for whatever it was we were going to do, and it was all invested there.
Yeah, so a lot of brush clearing and getting the land ready.
Yeah, and he wanted a pond, so we have a pond, and he's probably fished in it once.
But you got it. So
we got it, and it does have big fish in it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we're going to take a break here and check news, but we'll come back and tell you about the programs that Rainbow Riders has for individuals with special needs. There are several of those. And we'll tell you about a fundraiser coming up in October to raise the roof for Rainbow Riders. We'll tell you about that, too, in our next half hour. News is next with Tyler Maffett here. I'm Terry Cavanaugh with Karen Ann Gotti on Galesburg Live.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now this week's host, Terry Cavanaugh.
Good morning at 7:36 on Galesburg Live. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and if you're just joining us, my guest is Karen Ann Gotti, co-founder of Rainbow Riders in Monmouth, Illinois. It's a therapeutic horseback riding program for individuals with special needs, and it has many assets, and there's different classes that go on there. And I know about the summer program a little bit, Karen, where you have volunteers and horse leaders and youngsters with special needs that come to your program. But I know that there's more than just that summer program. So maybe we can kind of delve into some of the things that after that first year of learning and you getting your accreditation that you were now able to do.
Well, what happened was, the therapeutic riding program is the base of our business. That's why we're there, to serve that population. Mm-hmm. And we our goal is to serve that population affordably. So of course we do a lot of fundraising and so on. But there are other, as we progressed, we saw other needs. For example, we have many wonderful consumers who live in group homes and are developmentally disabled. And, their activities are somewhat limited. There aren't a lot of activities for them. And so we talked to Warren Achievement, especially in Monmouth, and we said, can we work together somehow? And we decided, Rainbow Riders could provide a camp day. So we designed a camp day. It's 3 hours long. They bring out 8 consumers, and those consumers it's called Camp Rainbow. When we did 3 Camp Rainbows this summer for 3 different groups, 2 from Warren Achievement and 1 from Achievement Unlimited here in Galesburg, from Carroll House. It wasn't just Carroll House, it was several houses. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, they come and each person rides a horse, and they're wonderful. They remember from year to year what horse they rode, and if that horse, they want that same horse the next year. And then we take them on a nature walk. We take them on our sensory trail, which has chimes and a dry erase board. They have to go across the bridge, and sometimes we look for the troll under the bridge and that kind of thing. They do not ride outside the arena. They ride just briefly inside the arena, taking turns. So they take nature walk, and then we pick wildflowers for them to take back to their homes. And we take a picture of them while they're on the horse, and then we have a craft time. Now, during lunch, Melinda, who is our right-hand everything and one of our instructors, runs off with the picture, gets it developed, brings it back, and craft time is the camper sits at the table and decorates a picture frame. Mm-hmm. And then in the picture frame goes a picture of them on the horse. So when they go home, they have a picture of themselves on the horse.
Yeah.
One of the other things they do is they paint one of our horses with hand painting, finger painting. So when we take a picture of that, it's always a whole lot of fun. Very messy, but a whole lot of fun.
Karen, what is that connection between the rider and the horse? What makes this so special?
What makes it a therapy? Okay, the theory is that the movement of the horse itself is what makes the difference. For example, in a child who has autism, a child is mounted on the horse, and the movement of the horse starts moving, and the movement is the same as the movement of the body. So the senses are stimulated and brought together in a different way than when they are just in another therapy session. So it's the horse itself. It's the movement of the horse. So we have horses that move in different ways, and we try to match the child with the movement of the horse. Now, the instructor can provide opportunities for success. helping them focus. Can you put this ring on this cone? You model it for them. And then they begin to do it. And that's one success. And they also have to, you know, balance is a huge issue with most of these kids, most of these riders. So we work a lot on balance work, a lot of turning, a lot of trotting on the diagonal and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that's the core of the therapeutic riding program. There's more and more research being accomplished on this to prove that it actually makes the difference. We know it does. We know the outcomes, and the parents do too. And the parents are just, you know, it gives them such hope. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful to see, because when they see their child grow and meet these challenges and succeed at them, it's huge. I mean, and it's huge for the child, it's huge for the rider, because of, you know, feelings, you know, self-esteem just is raised mm-hmm. so high. So it's the horse. It's the horse.
How young has been your youngest rider, and what's the age
range?
Three
years old. And the younger, the better. Especially the children with autism, the earlier they can come, the biggest difference it makes. So we encourage that. And I think, you know, one of the things we're tasked with through PATH International is to help educate the populace that, you know, this really does work. And so the word is getting out, because parents who actually have seen it work with their child tell other people, mm-hmm. because they know other people, whether it's from support groups, through the school system, whatever. And so the calls are coming, well, how did you know? Well, I was talking to this friend and she had recommended this, but I've just never gotten around to doing it. And I said, well, you have now. Good for you. Let's talk about it. Do you want to come out and visit and see what we do? So it's 3 years old. Our oldest rider this year, I believe, was 56. Mm-hmm. And that was from a group home.
Yeah. So there are adults involved in the program as
Yeah, there mm-hmm. are there are a few. There are quite a few young adults.
Yes.
Quite a few young adults and who have ridden with us, you know, since the beginning. And we are so proud of them, because several of them rode independently this year for the first time. And that getting to that point is huge. And our goal for every rider is to ride as independently as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm. You also have a program, I think, Karen, that addresses maybe needs of those involved in alternative schools. So these wouldn't necessarily be special needs, but...
Right. Yeah, there's a population out there that I feel is kind of underserved. I had worked with this population in New York with theater work and found it highly successful. The horses, you know, our training shows us that the horse can be helpful too in helping people understand new ways of thinking. And so I approached Jody Scott, who is the head of the Regional Office of Education and does a wonderful job, and who we had a conversation regarding some of the students at the PASS Alternative School in Monmouth. And I said, we would love to offer a program just to a few students and try it out and see how that works. And so we found some funding to do that. And we did it, and it was highly successful. So four students come out. We are now in our third year of providing that. After we finish the therapeutic riding summer, we do this one pass program in the fall, and it's in session right now. And the students come out two mornings a week for several hours each. They do all groundwork with horses. It's called the Horse-Human Relationship. Their textbook is called How to Think Like a Horse, which sounds kind of goofy, but it's an absolutely wonderful book. Mm-hmm. And they learn how to maneuver the horse, get the horse to do what they would like the horse to do, using body language, building the trusting relationship, a lot of hands-on, a lot of natural horsemanship kinds of things. And wow, they learn so much. And this is a big animal they're working with. So they learn to get this animal to do what they want without beating it. You know, we don't use whips. We don't do that. And it's quite a beautiful thing to watch. We also have, during the summer, we have a program. We had all these young children wanting to come mm-hmm. and help and be around horses and whatnot. Well, you want that for them, but, you know, it takes a lot of oversight. Mm-hmm. So... we collaborated with the Galesburg Community Foundation, gave us funding to start this program. And we call it the Youth Volunteer Leadership Program. And we designed a curriculum, and the curriculum consists of things, words in it like compassion, tolerance, teamwork, you know, those good words. What do they actually mean? So these kids, there were 30 of them this summer that came throughout the summer, one morning a week for 4 weeks. They were there for 3 hours in the morning, and they were there at the same time the therapeutic writing sessions were in progress. So what these kids did was they came early, they groomed the horses, they learned how to saddle. I mean, they learned, you know, mm-hmm. It takes two or three of them to carry a saddle, but that's teamwork, you see. And then how to lead the horse, and they take with their team leaders who are adults, I mean, who are teenagers, mm-hmm. basically, who are trained and who have gone through all the programs. And they go in and take the horses to the riders, and then they get to see the riders ride.
Yeah.
And so they see what they have provided, and it's the volunteer, nurture those volunteers early, and the children are wonderful, wonderful. And sometimes you ask them, what was the favorite part of your training this summer? I think knowing what I did, that I mm-hmm. helped the rider ride, because they can't do that for themselves.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back to tell you how you can support Rainbow Riders with an upcoming fundraiser in October. It's 7:47 on Galesburg Live. My guest is Karen Ann Gotti, founder of Rainbow Riders. We're talking about Rainbow Riders in our first hour of Galesburg Live this morning. Co-founder Karen Ann Gotti is with us here in the studio as we've been talking about some of the special programs that they have. In this last portion, we want to talk a little bit about the funding that is, you know, integral to the operation and how that happens. My understanding is that you are a United Way funded agency, are you not?
We are, yeah. Warren County United Way supports us. We have the Adelman Foundation supports us. The Toomey Foundation has supported us. You know, it's the community as a whole that we really depend on for a lot of things. The Galesburg Community Foundation took us under their wing more or less several years ago, and they are our biggest local supporter. We are extremely grateful to them because they have not only granted us funds to do programs that we think are crucial, but they have also offered us educational opportunities to help us know how the board of directors should work together. And we've taken advantage of those things, and that has been immensely helpful. They have helped us establish an endowment fund, which is a good thing for them, and it's a good thing for us. So, we can't say thank you enough. We do an annual appeal, sending letters to outside the community, to friends from the past, and they are very supportive. We do our own fundraisers, and I know we'll talk about those. But real quickly, I need to just say that the community as a whole, I mean, groups like Lowe's Heroes and like Blick, the Dick Blick Charities, we are a Dick Blick charity this summer, which is a huge honor. Our local donors, I mean, $25 here, $25 there, because we do not refuse a rider because of financial concerns. Mm-hmm. We have riders that ride for $1 a ride. And the rides basically cost, if you wanted to really cost it out, is between $50 and $65 a ride per rider. And we only ride two riders at a time, simply because we feel that an instructor, that's about all an instructor can handle and do the mm-hmm. job right. That leads me to our instructors, who are absolutely fantastic, and they are all PATH International Certified Registered Instructors. It is unique to have, there were four of us this summer, in the last couple of summers, on property. That is so unique. Some of the big barns, some of the big programs around only have maybe one or two, and as long as you have one or two, you can be a PATH International Center, as long as you're following the standards and that person is watching to see mm-hmm. what the other instructors are doing. By the way, we are a PATH International Member Center. But anyway, our instructors are just fantastic. And, well, the parents and the kids could probably tell you more about that. But I couldn't be more thrilled. And, one of them has been with us since the very, very beginning. And she is, the nice thing about them is they all are folks who know kids. Some of them are teachers during the wintertime. One of them works with special education. She's a physical therapist. So, and we have volunteers who are teachers who are occupational therapists and speech therapists. President of our board was a speech therapist. So we have a lot of professional input into the program. And the program is very, very professional. And we are just thrilled to pieces that we can't, the community supports us in such a way that we can ride all of these riders.
Yeah. Let me ask you about a project that you have coming up, something that you really want to do, raise the roof for Rainbow Riders and build, I think, a covered arena. Is that what you're looking to do?
I brought a picture of it.
Yeah. I'll hold it up for the camera.
Yeah, I was going to say the camera can't see it. We have, nice. You know, it's really hard. Our program runs 3 months. We run 3-4 week programs. So last summer, it was a drought. And you know, if you remember, it was like 120 degrees.
Yes, I do remember.
Well, on some of those days when it wasn't 120, but just the sun was so hot and the air was hot, where we are, we get a breeze. So if we had just had a cover, we would have maybe been able to ride those riders instead of having to cancel. When you call to cancel, this is really hard on the riders. I mean, some of them know, some of these kids who are even nonverbal know what day they ride. They know when it's time to go. Where that comes from, I don't know. But the moms go, or the, you know, whoever answers the phone when I make those phone calls go, oh, not again. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Well, this year it was rain.
Yeah.
And that first month, June, the riders who were to ride on Wednesday afternoon, all six riders, never rode because every Wednesday afternoon there had been rain the day before or rain that day to the extent that the arena was basically flooded. Now, when that happens, that's bad footing for the horses, for the walkers, and you just can't do it. So they were canceled out one whole month. 3 years ago, my mentor, she comes to visit to see how we're doing. Mm-hmm. She said, Karen, you need a covered facility. You visited mine. She has not her own, but a place where she rides a horse in Michigan and where she takes some lessons. And she said, you've seen what that looks like. It's not a big deal. She said, but it would serve you. Mm-hmm. She said, or you could cover your arena. I balked. I said, I will never cover the arena because the sensory issues are so huge that we deal with. They need the sky. These riders need the sky, the beauty, the wind. They need to hear the birds. I'm not going to cover them up because it's quite pretty out there. It really is. It's a respite. And so in January, after last summer, I started thinking seriously. So I went online and I found a picture of a covered round pen, because the instructors were also asking for a round pen. And I said, I'm not going to buy a round pen for you guys to train the horses. But it's not going to be useful. It's going to be ugly. It's metal, blah, 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 whatever. So it got me thinking. Anyway, to make a very long story short, then we had this summer. So I went to the board and I really think we need to do something. Could I have the go ahead to at least get a plan? So we went to the contractors, WIC builders. We have now the rendering, we have the drawings. It's 60 feet by 60 feet. It's covered. It's open-sided. It will have electricity in it. So if we do things in the night, in the evening, we can do that. It's going to have vinyl curtains that are pulled back. They're weighted and they're pulled back, that heavy vinyl, kind of like a shower curtain. Mm-hmm. But if in the winter we want to ride and we can close that off, it'll keep some of the wind out so we can actually maybe ride in the winter. The footing will be sand base and then a rubberized footing on top, about 3 inches of that. So I've researched all these places, found all these places, talked to all these people, places, and it's all in and ready to go. And so we are going to start a capital campaign the middle of October.
And you're going to kick it off with this fundraiser?
And we're going to kick it off with this fundraiser on October 18th at the American Legion in Monmouth. It's $10 a person. Food will be served from, the doors open, I guess, at 5:30. Food is served from 6 to 7. It's Eddie B's. And then Eternity Road comes in and plays from 7 to 10. And we have some baskets and the stuff for a silent auction and some fun things. So I'm hoping that we will have a lot of friends come from Galesburg and Monmouth and Roseville and all the places that we serve families.
All right, so you can help raise the roof for Rainbow Riders on Saturday, October 18th. You know, that's just a month away, so put it on your calendars. Our thanks to Karen Ann Gotti, founder of Rainbow Riders. We're out of time. I got a lot more questions, Karen. Maybe you'll come back and see us early in the morning once again.
Thank you so much.
But I really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk with Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension about fall lawn and garden tips. He's coming up after our 8 o'clock news here on WGIL.